Tantor Audio presents The Mark of Tala, The Twelve Kingdoms by Jeffy Kennedy. Narrated by Chris Dukart. 1. My version of the story goes all the way back to the once upon a time with the three princesses, each more beautiful than the last. That's me, there in the middle. Of course, the history books usually cite the assault of Ordnung as the beginning of this story. Or the siege at Windroven, with all the drama and glory of it. Everyone knows what the books say happened at Odvel's Pass. The smell of blood saturates my memories, the crimson circle widening in the snow around his body, just as I'd seen it over and over in visions. But the story I want to tell you starts with me and my sisters. I suppose I'm lucky not to be the oldest and least beautiful. Ursula, however, is our father's heir, and couldn't care a whit for things such as prettiness. Sharpening her sword? Yes. Studying the law books, of course. Always planning her strategies. I confess I sometimes envied Ursula's dedication to ruling, but even when she reminded me that something could happen to her, making me next in line, so I should learn my role like any good understudy, I didn't do it. If something happened to both our father and Ursula, then the world would have fallen apart beyond repair. It would save nothing to stick my butt on a throne. Then there's Amelia, the youngest, breathtakingly beautiful. They called her Gloriana's avatar when she was born, and started composing sonnets to her by the time she turned 12. Hair the color of sunrise, eyes like twilight, skin like moonbeams. Ursula used to have to shoot me mean looks, and tap the cabochon jewel in the pommel of her sword.